You are about to hear a quartet that consists of violinists, all violinists. They have three songs they'll play for you, the first from Vivaldi, and then we'll see if you're able to recognize the second one. I think you'll definitely recognize the third selection here from the Center for Young Musicians. You'll meet them all in a moment. Are our young violinists with the movement Winter from Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. Was very well done. That's an interesting piece. It combines some pizzicata playing, the plucking of the strings, and some great technique. Rochelle Agnew is their instructor. And is there anything you'd like to tell us about these four before we meet two of them?
Yes, these four ladies have been playing together all year. Been working on different combos, some violin trios, some quartets, and they practice every week together. So we're just really excited for the work that they've been doing this year.
Well, terrific. Let's start with Josephine, and we'll get a chance to, I think we'll meet Josephine and also Ava. And then we'll meet the other two after the next song. Josephine, tell me about yourself. How old are you and where do you go to school?
So I'm 13 and I go to Pittsburgh Kappa 6 through 12 for literary arts.
And you're in seventh grade, I'm guessing?
Yes.
So is this your second year at Kappa?
Yes.
And we may have talked about this before, but some folks don't know Kappa that well. This is the Creative and Performing Arts, CAPA, High School of Pittsburgh. And students there are in grades 6 through 12. What has Kappa given you a chance to do that other high schools might not have?
Well, a lot more writing and probably like more concentrated instruction on the different techniques.
Excellent. And are you also playing in an orchestra at Kappa?
No. If you're not an instrumental, you don't have that opportunity.
Okay, because there are some students who are majoring in music. Your major is writing. What got you interested in wanting to pursue writing?
I don't know.
It's just, have you always liked to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Would you like to give a shout out to anybody or say hello to anyone?
So my dad and my grandfather and my grandmother.
Excellent.
In Missouri.
She's in Missouri.
Yes.
Hopefully she's listening online. And that's nice to meet you. Josephine's been here before. And Ava, we'll say hello to her once again. How old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 12 and I go to Marshall Middle School.
And you're in sixth grade.
Yes.
So this is your first middle school year. How's it been so far?
It's been really good. I actually really like it.
Excellent. Anybody you would like to say hello to?
My pappy and my sister, if they're listening, and my dad. He's out there.
Excellent. Now, we were talking to Josephine, who likes to write. Do you have a passion for anything or something you enjoy doing?
I like to watch movies and read.
What have you read lately that you liked?
Harry Potter.
Do you know I haven't read any Harry Potter? Am I missing? I'm probably, yeah.
Yeah, you're
Josephine
missing out.
Just looked at me. What? I need to. I just haven't. I will. What? You've never read Harry Potter? I was just thinking about that the other day, actually. That's a gap that I better fulfill. Well, I'm glad to have you here. And you can just pass that microphone back to Rochelle. Now, this next song is an arrangement from somebody on the Center for Young Musicians staff. I think you will be able to detect what the song uses as the basis for the arrangement. We'll see as we once again present Rachel, Josephine, Alexa, and Ava from the Center for Young Musicians. Wasn't that a lot of fun from the Center for Young Musicians? So you could either call that Variations on Twinkle or Variations on the ABC song, right? Because they're the same melody. Who wrote that?
Yes, so that was by Christopher Sforza, who is one of our violin faculty, and we're so excited to have his compositional talents on our faculty as well.
Yeah, it's fun to hear that in a minor key and with the different parts everybody gets to play. Let's meet Rachel now, who is here for the first time. Welcome, Rachel. And you go to school where?
I go to Quaker Valley Middle School.
And what grade are you in?
Seventh grade.
Anybody you would like to say hello to or acknowledge?
I would like to say hello to my grandpa, my dad, and my school orchestra director, Mrs. Nye.
Excellent. Now, you probably have some things you're passionate about, too. We talked about writing and reading. How about you?
I also enjoy writing a lot.
And are there particular forms you especially like to write? Fiction, nonfiction, poetry?
I like fantasy a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
It's just fun to like be able to write about things that might not happen, but you wish they could, kind of like things that in reality really are impossible, but in your own little world they are.
Now, have you ever heard of the book 1984?
No, I haven't.
Now, 1984, have any of you heard of it? It often gets read in high school or later in middle school, but it is very much a science fiction or fantasy book. And I see Rochelle nodding her head. She knows that book quite well. And it's a book about a future world. It's hard to explain, but we have the adopted son of the author of that book joining us at our next segment, and it would be a lot of fun. You might enjoy that book sometime. His father wrote this book, you know, years and years and years ago, and talked about an age when screens would be able to hear what you say and watch you. He predicted Alexa before Alexa and Siri before Alexa and Siri were even thought of. It's pretty amazing. Well, it's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I hope you'll keep up writing. And then finally, speaking of Alexa, I didn't even think. Are a lot of people talking about Alexa with you yet?
Yeah, a couple kids in my class asked me. Their parents asked me, what if you got that Alexa thing?
It never occurred to me until just now that, you know, you and Alexa could talk to each other. I would much rather talk to you than Alexa. How old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 9 and I go to Mary Queen of Apostles in New Kensington.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. What do you like to do in addition to playing the violin?
I love to read, and I'm on a swim team, and I really enjoy swimming there.
That's great. What's your favorite stroke or best stroke?
That's tough. I like to swim the IM, individual medley.
Thank you. I was wondering what that. So that's like crawl, breaststroke?
It's one length of each stroke.
And then backstroke? Mm-hmm. And then side?
It's butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, and freestyle.
Okay, I should. And freestyle is like crawl, right?
Or sort of.
I'm behind on my swimming lingo. How are you at diving?
I'm pretty good. My dive needs a lot of improvements, but
that was my biggest problem in swimming. I was never good at diving. Anybody you want to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to my grandma and my bucca and. My friends from Swim Team.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, Alexa. And there's one more song. Before we play that, I'll just ask Rochelle. You've got quite a few violinists, I'm sure, in addition to these four. And you have room for any more?
Oh, we definitely do. Yes, you can find out more about our programs by visiting our website, which is www.youngmusicians.org. And we'd love to have some meet more young musicians and violinists, cellists, pianists, guitarists.
You can also check out the Center for Young Musicians on Facebook. I just put up a picture of the quartet on our Facebook page, along with a link to the Center for Young Musicians. This song, I know you'll know, it's a perfect time to play it at the beginning of March, along with our thanks for your being here. Here again are Rachel, Josephine, Alexa, and Ava. Thank you. Beautifully done. Thank you to Rachel, Josephine, Alexa, and Ava, and Rochelle in the Center for Young Musicians.